This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me this morning is Allie Rauch with the Opelika Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining me, Allie. It's a pleasure to see you.
Thanks, Susanna. I'm thrilled to be here chatting with you.
So tell me a little bit about the Opelika Chamber.
Well, the Opelika Chamber is really the hub for business here in our region. We are a membership organization that represents nearly 1,000 businesses in our area. And so people pay dues to be a member of the Opelika Chamber, and then we in turn do a multitude of efforts on the business community's behalf. Our mission is to strengthen our community as the champion for business, and that entails a ton of different things. Everything from providing resources to our business community, whether that's training, whether that's networking opportunities, marketing and advertising opportunities to get in front of their target market. It includes working on major initiatives like workforce development, entrepreneur education to make sure businesses, you know, have the skills or resources that they need to do their work. So it's a really unique entity, but chambers of commerce have been around for a very, very, very long time representing the business community. And the Opelika Chamber is no different. We are celebrating 83 years.
Wow, that's quite a history, man.
It is.
So tell me a little bit about you, Allie. What is your journey like to the Opelika Chamber? And tell me your title. You lead the Opelika Chamber.
I am the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce here in Opelika, and I have been in this role for almost 4 years, which honestly is astonishing that time has flown by that quickly.
Really is.
It flies. I heard that my whole life growing up, and I always thought, oh, that's so silly. And then now every time I say it, I think, man, I'm so silly, because it's all just life coming to fruition here. But I've been here for 4 years. Prior to that, I did work in private business. And so I was the director of marketing for Chicken Salad Chick, helped open up about 160 restaurants for them, doing everything from, you know, boots on the ground guerrilla marketing to strategic planning to grand opening media buying, you name it. I launched their loyalty program, all kinds of stuff. Had a great time there. I was there for about 8 years. And before that, I really was kind of the jack of all trades from a marketing and public relations perspective at numerous different companies, a tech company, a manufacturing company, and then at Auburn University. And so I really, you know, I started my career at Auburn University, realized that maybe public education wasn't quite my speed. I'm an aggressive go-getter and like to be really busy. And I just needed, I needed a different place. I needed to find a different place. And so that's when I switched to the tech world and really was able to hone in from a marketing perspective, use those skills in combination with my communication skills. And so I really enjoyed kind of working with small businesses. And then because each of those paths along the way, you know, at Chicken Salad Chick, by the time I got there, when I started, it was absolutely still a small business.
It started from very small. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very, very, very small. And so it was a small business. I think I was employee number 6. And so it was, and then we grew it, of course, to just, you know, a massive brand. Yes. And so I had all this small business experience, and then really grew to develop a ton of big business experience. And when the Chamber of Commerce had an opening, you know, I had facilitated 160 grand openings for Chicken Salad Chick. And that meant I had worked with 160 different chambers of commerce and had seen, you know,
how they
that
work.
Side of the world. And I was like, man, that's a fun gig. That would be cool someday. And so then when it became open for Opelika, I knew this was that path for me.
Well, that That is interesting how you go from marketing background and then use all of your experience that you've learned and brought it into the chamber. And I have to say, I love my membership in the chamber and have thoroughly enjoyed what you and your team does for the city, for the businesses and the city of Opelika.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been nothing but impressed. So well, tell me a little bit about some exciting things that are going on at the chamber. And maybe what are some misconceptions people have about what a chamber does? I think sometimes people conduct, they know about the chamber, but they don't really know what you do.
Yeah, they do. They hear the word Chamber of Commerce and they recognize it because, again, chambers have been around for a long time. But there's really a genuine lack of understanding. I would say the biggest misconception that we get is that we're part of the government, and we're not. We are not a part of the city of Opelika. We are an individual entity all upon our own. We're also not a nonprofit. That is something other people think, is that we're either with the city or we are a nonprofit. We are neither. We are a not-for-profit, meaning that everything that we bring in should be going right back out into the community, which is how we build our budgets and our operations every year. But at the end of the day, we are still responsible for operating like a business and being profitable and paying our own bills. Mm-hmm. We don't receive officially in any capacity taxpayer dollars. Like, we don't get a hotel tax or anything like that. We do have a contractual agreement with the city of Opelika, so we do get payment from the city because we actually offer a significant number of services to the business community on behalf of the city so that they don't have their own city department that does that. So we provide entrepreneurship services. We provide relocation services. We are the leaders of workforce development in the city of Opelika. And so all of those pieces are a part of our contract for services. We also support our first responders, our teachers. We provide different community building events and activities for our citizens, like Snowpalika and Food Truck Friday. And so all of those things weigh into the value that the chamber brings to the city, which is why we have a contractual agreement that they pay us for services. But those are a couple of misconceptions. And really, I touched on a couple of those things that are exciting for us. Us taking on workforce development for our region is new. That's something that, in December, we hired our director of business and workforce development. So that's a new position. Our workforce council is kicking off this month. We're really trying to help make sure that the multitude of job openings that we have in our community are getting filled. And there's no better entity to lead that charge than the group that is responsible for bringing the business community together and making sure they have the services they need. And so that's really exciting for us. And we really took that on as a part of our Forward Opelika initiative that we launched a couple years ago. And Forward Opelika is a strategic economic and community development initiative that really lets us tackle those bigger issues, which includes the workforce and the entrepreneurship. But the most exciting part for me outside of the work that we're going to do is that project also enabled us to find a new home for the chamber because, we've been around for 83 years. Mm-hmm. We have been in a building that was built in 1895, an old house. We have been in here for 38 years. And we are at maximum capacity. We can't truly service our business community without ample space to do so.
You're growing. Opelika is growing. And yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And businesses, they need places to meet. They mm-hmm. need places to do things. And, unfortunately, there's not an abundance of that. And so due to our great partnership with the city of Opelika, they had a vacant facility when they built a new library a few years ago. And so the old library is now the future home of the Opelika Chamber, and it's located at 200 South 6th Street, and it's currently under construction. So we have a long-term lease agreement with the city that is very, very friendly to our budget, but that also is offset by the fact that we have raised $3.1 million to renovate that building because it needed it. And so,
yes, it was it's a lovely building, and I drive by it and see what y'all, the changes you're making, and it's going to be beautiful. And the renovations y'all are doing, I'm excited to see what you're doing inside.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We have, of course, our office space for Auburn Rebleca Tourism, our tourism partners here in the region. We're going to have the first of ever Lee County Visitor Center. So it's going to be called the Auburn Rebleca Visitor Experience. That will be inside of our building, which is going to be interactive and high tech and just an amazing first stop for visitors, but also just for, you know, residents. Maybe you've got family coming into town. Come learn about the area. Get your Opelika swag, all those things can be things that will be in that building. We'll also have, you know, a large boardroom for use. We'll have a business incubator where we will be working to kind of help with that entrepreneurship side of how can we help elevate businesses to serve our community better. We'll have a large training room and meeting area that could seat up to 100 for a sit down dinner. And then one of the coolest things, which is, it's just a small room, but I'm really excited about it, is that we have a media room that we are building into the building that is going to be equipped with great lighting and beautiful surfaces so that our members and the business community can rent that space. Maybe they need to take headshots. Maybe they need to record a video. They need a little mini studio for a few hours. Maybe they need to take product photography for their website. And so this will be a space that they can rent out and use because, again, there's not like a studio around that someone can use. And I'm really excited about that element of it.
And that's not something you would, you know, have normally in a business is a media room to do things. So that definitely is needed. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, just coming back around to you, Allie, I like to ask this question in all of my podcasts to let other people know that, you know, business isn't always easy, but it's something that you grow with and you learn from. So what are some of the challenges that you've had either personally or as a president and CEO of the Opelika Chamber that helped you grow, helped the chamber grow, and made you a better person?
Goodness. Well, I think for me, it all goes back to self-awareness. That is something that, you know, I think back to my journey of becoming as self-aware as I am now. I'm certainly not perfect, but I do work to grow and learn every single day. And for me, you know, when I look back at my time at Chicken Salad Chick, I was self-aware, but from a perspective of how can I be my most productive self? And so, you know, I found, you know, planners that would help me be my most productive self and things like that. Well, towards the end of my time at Chicken Salad Chick is when I discovered the Enneagram. And I have found that to be very, very enlightening for people. You can take a test, but it's really recommended that you read this book called The Road Back to You. And that book is very simple. It's a very easy read, but the Enneagram is essentially there's 9 different types and you fit into one of those types. And it really helps you understand those intrinsic motivators. Why do I do something? Why do I enjoy something like this? So for me, I'm a 3 on the Enneagram, which means achiever. And that means I find fulfillment in getting a lot of things done. And so, you know, I got a long list. I check things off my list. When I have a great day, it's because I have gotten 16 things done on my list. And that's not realistic for most people.
Yes.
But I'm built that way. And so, you know, I started to learn that about myself. And over the last 5 years, transitioning really from being a doer to a true leader where I'm leading others, it's been a transition. You know, I've had to not only learn the Enneagram, but I've also really dove into Clifton Strengths, which is the Strengths Finder assessment that really helps you figure out like, where do you live in your, what are your superpowers and how can you live in those the most of the time? And so
now say that again, what is it called? Clifton
Strengths, which has been around for ages and ages and ages. It's a massive amount of data that they have compiled about people over the years. But they have essentially, it's called the Strengths Finder test. And I'm currently reading a book called Leading with Strengths. That's something that our team is working on this year. We went through an assessment with a coach that, you know, helped us understand what each of our different strengths are on the team. And you've got a top 5 to 10 that if you can live and work in those strengths, you're being your absolute best self. Okay. And so my team is trying to learn each other's strengths and help us be our most productive selves. And I'm trying to help pull that out of them. And so leading by being aware of not only mm-hmm. yourself, but your team and what they need. It's a journey and it's a challenge every single day, but it's a worthy challenge.
Absolutely. And I think as we, you know, the longer we are in this earth, we go through different aspects and different stages in life and things kind of change, and learning to be self-aware about how you're changing as you're going through life is very important. And I love that. I'm going to get these two books and read them.
Good.
So what is one thing you wish people knew about the chamber that they may not realize?
I wish that people knew that, you know, their investment in their business through the chamber will pay dividends. Mm-hmm. It genuinely will. You know, a business can join the Chamber of Commerce. For us, the starting out rate is $325 annually for a business that has up to 4 employees. And that's for full-time employees. And so for, you know, solo entrepreneurs, small budding businesses, we are that trusted network of resources that can truly help you grow your business exponentially. If you tell us what you need, we can certainly help you find the right people or the resources or the paths to help grow that business in the way that you want. And you know, investing in your business through the Chamber of Commerce will absolutely pay dividends. And it's not just, I'm going to advertise my business. It's not that. It's so much more. And we are working for you behind the scenes on an annual basis. And you help us make sure that we make sure our business community continues to thrive for many, many years to come.
Well, Allie, tell me how one would get in touch with the Chamber if they want to learn more or join.
Yeah, well, you can go to opalikeachamber.com. That's where you'll find everything for us. You can join, you can learn more, you can hear some testimonials, but you can also find all of our social media channels. We're typically at Opalika Chamber, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, but really we're out there, we're out and about. We'd love to interact with you, engage with you. So please give us a follow.
Well, thank you, Allie, for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Susanna. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.